Disc 4.
Chapter 11. Operating theatres are not nearly as popular as dramatic theatres, musical theatres, and movie theatres, and it is easy to see why. A dramatic theatre is a large, dark room in which actors perform a play, and if you are in the audience, you can enjoy yourself by listening to the dialogue and looking at the costumes. A musical theatre is a large, dark room in which musicians perform a symphony. And if you are in the audience, you can enjoy yourself by listening to the melodies and watching the conductor wave his little stick around. And a movie theatre is a large, dark room in which a projectionist shows a film. And if you are in the audience, you can enjoy yourself by eating popcorn and gossiping about movie stars. But an operating theatre is a large, dark room in which doctors perform medical procedures. And if you are in the audience, the best thing to do is to leave at once, because there is never anything on display in an operating theatre but pain, suffering, and discomfort. And for this reason, most operating theatres have been closed down, or have been turned into restaurants. I'm sorry to say, however, that the operating theatre at Heimlich Hospital was still quite popular at the time this story takes place. As Klaus and Sunny followed Olaf's two disguised associates through the square metal door, they saw that the large dark room was filled with people. There were rows of doctors in white coats who were clearly eager to see a new operation being performed. There were clusters of nurses sitting together and whispering with excitement about the world's first craniectomy. There was a large group of volunteers fighting disease who seemed ready to burst into song, if needed. And there were a great many people who looked like they had simply walked over to the operating theatre to see what was playing. The four disguised people wheeled the gurney onto a small, bare stage, lit by a chandelier that was hanging from the ceiling, and as soon as the light of the chandelier fell on Klaus and Sunny's unconscious sister, all of the audience members burst into cheers and applause. The roar from the crowd only made Klaus and Sunny even more anxious, but Olaf's two associates stopped moving the gurney, raised their arms, and bowed several times.
"Thank you very much,"
the hook-handed man cried.
"Doctors, nurses, volunteers fighting disease, reporters from the Daily Punctilio, distinguished guests, and regular people. Welcome to the operating theatre at Heimlich Hospital. I am Dr. O. Lucafont, and I will be your medical host for today's performance."